Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ. Now, you can get the David Spoon Experience podcast 24/7. Every zany segment, every round of trivia, every off-the-wall joke, every super deep thought-provoking atheist maddening rant, every single show of the DSE. Go now to www.thejewishchristian.com. Listen, you're entering the David Spoon Experience.
You're the man now, dog.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Let's see here. Do we want to talk about that? No. Don't want to talk about that? No. Don't want to talk about that? No. Hey, did the Dodgers, did that start?
They are starting in mere moments. I believe they're starting in 2 minutes.
No, I thought the game didn't start till 4:01.
No, 3.
No, the Red Wings start at 4:01.
No, the Dodgers start at 3.
No, I'm telling you, you're wrong. It's the 4:01. That's when it starts.
Okay. I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
That's scary. Let's go through a couple of stories. Some will make you wince. You feel like wincing? It's Friday, the last hour.
It's Wincing Friday.
It's Wincing Friday. Number one, Walmart pulled a costume that they had for sale at Walmart. You want to know what the costume was? Ready?
Ready.
An Osama bin Laden costume.
You're joking.
No, for Halloween. Okay. Now, we're not going to get into that discussion. We're just going to say this. What company thought it was a good idea to have an Osama bin Laden holiday costume? I mean, a Halloween costume. Why would you think that's a good idea? Is it that cannot just be me? I mean, are you okay?
That has, I think you're actually going to get, for lack of a better word, terrorized somewhere in the evening.
I think I just was terrorized with that joke.
I think so.
I think that was pretty bad. Also, let it be known that while schools can't stand Christians or Christian holidays, many public schools are celebrating Leg Butt History Month. Okay? Now, if you don't know what Leg Butt is, that's the LGBT, Leg Butt. So what I was thinking is that they need to have some additional add-ons for celebrations for months. So not just the LGBT, not just the Leg Butt, but I think they should have the Murder the Baby in the Womb Month. That's a good one. Also, No Free Speech Month. The Anti-Jesus Month, the Climate Change is Not a Hoax, We're Just Lunatics Month, and then also the anything that has to do with God can't be brought into the public square because we're secular progressives and we don't like God and we don't want to feel guilty about all the actions that we take month. What about that one?
Say that one more time. I need to write that down.
That's the We Can't Stand God month.
Dum, 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 dum.
Speaking of dum, 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 dum. You might want to just keep that there for a second there, matey. You might want to just keep that right there because I got a story for you. Catholic college professors demand abortion but advocate for dolphin personhood.
Dum, 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 dum.
You can play that whatever you want as I'm doing the lines. Conrad H. Hilton, professor of business ethics. His name is White. What's his name? White something? Da, 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 da. Tom White. Professor Tom White. Had a press release saying that dolphins are non-human persons.
Dum, 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 dum.
Wait a minute. Time out. A dolphin is a non-human person.
Dum, 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 dum.
I just want to make sure I'm getting this straight. just so that I don't just crack my head on this table and have stuff going everywhere. A dolphin is a non-human person.
And what led him to that insane conclusion?
Here's the rest of his line. They deserve moral standing as individuals.
Dum, 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 dum.
So I want to say right now, that if I am most people, I am with the SEAL organization going, what about us? Right? Right? The SEALs, right?
Walked into a club.
A SEAL walked in. Come on. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, you can't. Okay, so dolphins are non-human persons. And then you've got SEALs. Now, where's the SEAL? And what about the whale? Don't you think the whale's going to get mad? And I'm going to tell you who's going to bully all of them. You know who's going to bully all of them? The shark. And then that shark, because it's a non-human person, that shark's going to detention. It's going to be suspended from school because it's a non-human person.
Dum, 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 dum.
All right, so basically what they're saying, from what I could tell, is Flipper. Flipper's name should actually be Phil. So instead of Flipper, let's call him Phil. And here's what I'd like to say. I want to see Phil take the driving exam. I want to see Phil at the DMV. I want to see if Phil wants to be a person after standing in line in the DMV.
They call him Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, if I made this stuff up, it would be legendary humor, but I don't have to. All I have to do, of course, this is a college, California somewhere, right? Is that where it is? It's got to be in California because all these ones are.
Sounds like it's either California or Florida.
Yeah, I mean, it's like really. So they want human babies to have no rights, but they want to work on a way for Flipper to have a pocket so he can get a license, so he can go to the DMV, so he can be a regular person driving in a car.
Dum, 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 dum.
And what's even more unbelievable is these people probably believe this. That is what is most unbelievable. Demands abortion, but advocates for dolphin personhood because dolphins are non-human persons. You know what else is a non-human person? My phone. My phone is a non-human person.
Is your phone going to get a driver's license here soon, Dave?
Well, it could probably pass the test better than I could because it's a smartphone. Arr. Okay, it was lame, but come on, ladies and gentlemen. And don't be calling up going, that's as old as when the Dead Sea was still sick. Yeah, I've heard that one too. Hey, you know what? Dolphins, they're non-human people. So stupid. Non-human people. I don't know. Where do you go with that? Was that a top story right there? The dolphins, non-human people?
I shake my head in disbelief. I really, you know, if people believe that, that's why the country's going down the proverbial toilet.
All right. So in Anaheim Hills, did you hear about the girl that had the NRA t-shirt and she got in trouble?
No.
Okay. So she wears an NRA t-shirt. On the t-shirt, it has the flag of the United States, somebody holding a gun, and then some other picture. It doesn't have nothing, doesn't actually show anything offensive, anything like that. She goes to school, and the school tells her to go home. You're supporting violence. Go home. Okay? That's what they have. So what happened, it's she's a sophomore at Canyon High School, and it was the principal that told her to go home. And I guess what happened is the principal, however, had a change of heart on Thursday, yesterday, said the mother, and called and apologized. And so I found out what the change of heart was. Dewey Cheatham and Howe Law Firm was called in. And in being called in, I think the attorney made one phone call to the principal, and the principal went, I'm sorry. And that was it. Because, the guy doesn't like the NRA. He doesn't like guns. He doesn't like this. This promotes violence. He gets one phone call from an attorney. You know what he doesn't like a lot more than he doesn't like the NRA? Getting sued. So out the door that went, and so now she's welcome to come back and wear the t-shirt. Don't you love our society? Don't you see why we want eternity with God? Don't you see why we want to live forever? Not sitting there playing harps and sitting on clouds and that's everything we do. We want Planet Golf. We want Planet Chocolate Fudge, all you can eat, no calories gained. That's what we want. We want heaven to be awesome. If the Lord created the world in 7 days, and look at how beautiful that is, imagine what he can do if he's been working on it for 2,000 years. Now, of course, that's facetious? That's the word, right? It's like that kind of thing to say. But here's the point. The point is what God prepares for us, it's so awesome. It's the awesomest, most awesomey awesome. That's great. Okay, I take it that's my hint. hey, you know what? A dolphin's a non-human person. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 12:10 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I have a feeling we better do a DDD or we might cry. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Step out of the everyday and into the tranquility of the spa at La Costa, named the number one wellness spa in the nation. Come for a treatment and stay for the day. Visit the spa at La Costa in October and receive a $45 savings pass. Details at lacosta.com.
Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement from Jason Barth of Park Place Funding.
It couldn't be a better time to take advantage of this market because right now the rates on a 30-year fix are at a 4.375, and that's at no cost, and that's having closing costs paid for it, and you can also have your taxes and your insurance paid for as well. We're also doing VA loans, FHA loans, VA loan with zero down at no cost of a 3.875, that's a 30-year fix, as well as FHA, 3.5 down at a 3.875, also a 30-year fix at no cost. Anytime's a good time to give me a call at area code 949-282-8428, and looking forward to meeting you.
Call Jason Barth with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can also go to parkplacefunding.net, 949-282-8428. Park Place is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862, 949-282-8428.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider here. You know that my calling is to do financial plans for my listeners and clients. The unfortunate truth is that 80% of Americans don't have a plan or a strategy for their retirement. That helps to put together all the pieces of their puzzle. That includes their retirement plans through work, Social Security benefits, IRAs, Roth IRAs, 401ks, pension plans, and whatever else you might have. What I can offer is the chance to take all those pieces of your financial life and put them together into a strategy that can show you exactly what your retirement income might look like. And of course, we can then talk about ways to improve that picture and reduce your income taxes during your retirement years. It's a plan that other advisors charge up to $2,500 for, and I offer this as an absolutely free service. So call me for your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, helping to minimize my clients' taxes for 33 years. 800-727-PLAN.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scantabodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum Museum, where scientific and historical observations make the creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You want to reach the show, you send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. You want to go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience. You can like it and or make a comment, and also follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... Okay, a couple things to say. One, Russell Shubin was good on the show. I liked him on the show. So we're going to try and talk to him, see if he can give us a report on a weekly basis on what's up and coming for the program. I think that's a good idea. What do you think? I think that we should do that, yeah?
Yeah, it was a good interview this week, and I think it keeps everybody in the know with you know, kind of the wrap-up of the week.
Yeah, and then it's the best of, and people can listen to it on our show. You know, it's Christian Outlook. I mean, that's it, man. Got to have a Christian outlook. So that's very cool there. The other thing I want to say, this segment brought to you by my good friends at Excalibur Roofing. You know what I want to do with Eric in Excalibur Roofing is I'm going to have him, like, call in and just share some of his, because he's talking about roofing and so on. I'm going to have him call in and just talk about some spiritual things that are going on. Because he's a really solid, down-to-earth guy who's just going through, he'll tell you, going through the sanctification process just like everybody else. And you know what the sanctification process really is? You want to hear the real technical theological term for it?
What is it, Dave?
It's God taking a 2x4 and hitting us on the head until we look more like Jesus.
Very true.
That's the sanctification process. And if people don't understand that or don't think it's funny, change the channel. Because that is what sanctification is. God going, whack, whack, you're going to look like him, whack, whack. I mean, just bam, bam, bam. Only it's a big 2x4.
Until it stops. I don't want any more. I will do as you say, Lord.
Yeah, I mean, that's some of the funniest things in Christian life is that. Like the scriptures say, humble yourself. If you don't humble yourself,
God does it for you.
Yeah, who's gonna do it? God is. And what's better, humble yourself or have God have to humble you?
Being on the receiving end of both, trust me, humble yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot. Now, we don't do that stuff very well, but we should. That's what we should. So anyway, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. For more information on roofing, for new roof construction, old roof replacement, or repairs, you just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can go to ExcaliburRoofing.com. You got to remember all the estimates are free, which tells you how confident they are in what they do. And for those of you that have homes that have roofs, you got the season coming up where now you want to make sure everything's kind of A-OK and in place and proper, right? You want to protect your castle. You got to call Excalibur Roofing, 760-7. Did I say 760?
Yeah, that digit, David, is not on my phone.
760. What is that? It's like a six. Only
you're adding numbers. People
well,
are really
not only
confused.
That, but zig is Z-I-G. That I missed the first and the third letter. How did I do that? 760. 743-8803, Excalibur Roofing.
You know what? When you have Eric on to maybe talk about some spiritual stuff, I guarantee you he'll be on top of it.
You mean he'll have us covered?
Exactly.
Kind of like, you know, the house that Roof built. It's okay, let's not go down there. A couple other things I do want to say. So, by the way, got any big plans for the weekend?
Kids and I might go to Disneyland. They're just trying to see if a friend can go or not. And if so, we're heading up on Sunday. And if not, it's going to be baseball, baseball, baseball all weekend.
Baseball.
Very, very good to me.
Being good to me. We are going to spend the weekend not undoing boxes.
For you, that would probably be the best plan you could make.
You know, moving twice in 11 months, that's
rough.
Too much. It's too much. So we're going to check out the beach and check out the whole Carlsbad area and so on and so forth. We're excited about that. We're excited.
Any hockey going on your weekend?
Ten games a day. Any hockey. I told my wife last night, I love you, honey, but you might not be able to watch so many shows. Because, first of all, we've got football on. And when football's on, I'm a big football fan. I know you're not as big a football fan. Now we got the baseball, the race is on. We're in the playoffs. Plus, we have hockey starting. If basketball comes around in the next month, the only TV she's going to see is the switching between the sports. So I'm thinking I'm going to have to buy her some extra games to play on her computer. She sits and plays that games while I'm watching the TV sometimes. So she'll play a game, and then it doesn't matter what's on the TV. That way I get to watch the sports.
Could get exciting if Detroit and LA both make it.
This show will be a blaze. It'll be on fire. It'll be nutty. It'll be fun.
It's already nutty, David.
It'll be great. It's what?
It's already nutty.
Oh. Eh.
Right here in
San Diego.
Now that is funny. What are we doing on this segment? I got a teaching I have to do on bad Bible brains, which is like one of my favorite topics.
You can do that after you get back from your break, because it's time to go.
Time to go? Take a break? Okay. You know, I got in my hand right here, by the way, look what I wrote on
it. Wait,
here.
Let me guess. It's a piece of paper.
Wrong. It says best story ever.
Oh.
Ever. And I'm saving it.
What's it sound like?
Best story ever that's not a Bible thing, I should say. Okay. All right. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. And I'm your host, David Spoon. I sound like a Muppet and like Gomer Pyle right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're doing a bad Bible brains DDD. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery. So just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803 or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. Best part? All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
All of us at Cash Call are really excited because we're now offering a 10-year fixed-rate mortgage at 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.99%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 10 years. Are you kidding me? Who wouldn't want that? Look, even if you refinance in the last few years, why not invest a little time to put more savings in your pocket every month for the next 10 years? Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you save. So don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 2.99% 10-year money today. That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates subject to change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License, NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Some wife is going to be disappointed.
Huh?
See that guy at the checkout buying flowers? He's probably buying them for his wife, right?
Right.
Right. Well, the flowers here are so cheap. Like, half the petals are already brown.
Oh, right. That guy is...
You know what? Huh. When was the last time you bought me flowers? Yeah, well, I guess grocery store flowers are better than no flowers, right?
Right.
Right.
If it seems like the romance in your marriage is wilting, why not do something truly memorable for your spouse? Get away, just the two of you, to Family Life's Weekend to Remember, coming to the Sheraton Carlsbad and the Hyatt Regency La Jolla in November. You'll have time to talk and reconnect, learn how to communicate better, and understand each other. Discover how to make the romance in your marriage bloom again at familylife.com/radio. That's familylife.com/radio.
Right.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... my handle. What's our time frame in this one? Because I can't do this, DD. This is way too long. How long you got?
You're going to have about 5-6 minutes, David.
We should probably go a little shorter and then do longer so I can do this other DDD.
So maybe we should tell the greatest story on this show ever.
Not yet.
Ah!
Okay. But I will tell you this. For those that don't know, this coming out of Breitbart, President Obama has to do something every day even though the government's shut down, right?
Get up.
No, he's always got to do something every day. And this is what he's for day. This is day four. So he did this yesterday. This is day three. You know what he did?
No.
He didn't play golf. So let's everybody get off the golf thing, even though it's National Golf Day. Okay. He didn't play golf. Yesterday, he did his sitting for his portrait. All right? Now, don't you think that's highly symbolic? See, the government is shut down. Nobody's doing anything. And what is the president doing? And I have no objection to this, by the way. It's a joke. He's sitting, though, getting his picture painted.
Wow.
I think that's apropos, isn't it? It's like he's sitting there going, he can't move.
Like, you know what's also funny? During the government shutdown, they have certain restricted areas that people are trying to get into. So because people are trying to get into the restricted areas, they're spending money to have security and barricades put up when the government's supposed to be shut down.
So they're spending more money saying, don't come in.
Yes.
Okay.
Love it.
Yeah. That makes sense to me. Here's what I love about our government. Here's what I love about the way that we're running the country right now. Now, I am not a socialist I'm not a hardcore capitalist in the sense that there should be no compassion or mercy. I mean, I think that's ridiculous. But I believe that there's effort and reward and effort and so on and so forth, but not for salvation, not for faith, not for anything like that. But what I find amazing is how close the government tries to be like spiritual entities in this principle. In the Christian faith, in order to see it, what do you have to do? You have to believe it in order to see it, right? And see, in why that's amazing is it's the principle of the opposite, okay? So in order to live, you have to die. That's what Jesus taught. You have to die to yourself in order to live. You have to, in order to receive, what are you supposed to do to receive as a Christian? What do you do? You give. In other words, all the things that you are trying to accomplish in Christianity, it's the opposite. It's like the opposite. It's like the Seinfeld episode where George does the opposite of everything, right? And then he has that wonderful day or whatever. The whole point is, in order to see, you got to believe first. In order to live, you got to die first. In order to receive, you got to give first. Everything's going the wrong way. In order to be a leader, what do you have to do? What do you have to do to be a leader in Scripture? You have to be a servant. You see how everything's opposite there? And I marvel that the government does one thing similar to all of those. You want to know what that one thing is? Are you ready? You ready? Okay. Here's the one thing the government does in the opposite. They believe that you can spend all the people's money, much more money than they actually have, and that doesn't matter. Just spend as much as you
Shouldn't
can.
Shouldn't they have to balance their checkbooks the same way we do?
Of course. I think there's so many rules that are set into the system that make the system so sinful, it's pathetic.
It's thousands and thousands of pages of legislation.
I say no career politicians ever. Worst thing ever. Everybody who serves, it should be like doing a tour of duty. That's how it should be. And they should not have a lifelong where they're doing this and they're doing this. They need to be in every sector. In any law that's passed, the government people who are in there need to be subject to those laws. Period.
And I think they should start right now, fire them all, start over.
You know, again, every day, you know, that joke that Jay Leno said, you know, are you worried about the shutdown? Are you much more worried about the restart?
I am.
Like, yeah. By the way, that wasn't the only jokes. I want to say this. This is a good one, too. This is a Leno thing, and then we'll take a break. This is really funny. Since 1976, there's been 17 government shutdowns. The longest was during the 4 years that Jimmy Carter was president. Get it? The government's completely shut down the whole time.
That's good.
That's funny. I like this. This is funny. And even though I'm not that ecstatic about the person, this is a quote from David Letterman. Even if the government shuts down, America doesn't care. The last time America cared about anything shutting down is when they shut down the Twinkie factory. Well, that's funny. That is funny. And then the last thing has got nothing to do with government. It's just funny because it's the Three Stooges we talked about. A man in Australia recently found a lost Three Stooges movie in his shed. It's annoying, though, because every time he goes to pick it up, he steps on a rake and it hits him in the face. That's from Jimmy Fallon.
That's awesome.
That's pretty funny. Okay. All right. What we'll do, we'll take a break. We'll come back. I want to do this DDD that has to do with bad Bible brains. It's a really good one. And then we'll get the greatest story, best story you've ever heard in your life. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Taking care of business in San Diego is all about the people. Hi, I'm Art Valenzuela, and I want you to meet the people who make business and jobs happen right here in our hometown. This is your invitation to listen to The Startup with me, Art Valenzuela. New here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ. Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Find out more online at thestartupsocal.com or call 858-356-4144. The Startup, Saturdays at 7 p.m. on KPRZ.
Concerned Veterans for America, CVA, a national nonprofit organization of veterans, military family members, and patriotic Americans, is taking to the road on a 25-day bus tour, traveling from coast to coast on the Defend Freedom Tour. And they're coming to San Diego and Oceanside on Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Join CVA at Veterans Museum and Memorial Park in San Diego, and then at Veterans Association of North County in Oceanside from 11 to 2 p.m. Enjoy food and drink at both of these events while hearing from the veterans on board. The goal of this tour is to provide a platform for veterans to tell their stories, honor service, and explore ways to continue fighting for freedom here at home. CVA is dedicated to preserving the freedom and liberty our veterans fought to defend. So be sure to show your support by joining Concerned Veterans for America, Saturday, October 5th at Veterans Museum and Memorial Park in San Diego, and then at Veterans Association of North County in Oceanside. Find out more about this patriotic event by going to defendfreedomtour.com.
Dr. Charles Stanley on his new book, Emotions.
Well, I've met a lot of people through the years whose emotions got the best of them. They don't have any real peace in their heart, and as a result, this cloud hangs over them.
Emotions by Dr. Charles Stanley, available at bookstores everywhere. And to meet Dr. Stanley on his book tour, visit intouch.org/emotions.
VeggieTales Live is the must-see show for you and your kids. It's a super special event that's a birthday celebration, and you're invited.
Birthdays are special, and so are all of our friends.
I can be your friend. I can be your friend.
It's a very veggie birthday, celebrating 20 years of hilarious stories, silly songs, and lessons to live by.
Oh, where is my hairbrush? Oh, where is my hairbrush? If my lips ever left my mouth, packed a bag and headed south, that'd be too bad. I'd be so sad.
Bob, Larry, and the VeggieTales crew will be there live and in person. Come be a part of all the fun at VeggieTales Live. Happy birthday, Bob and Larry.
You can catch VeggieTales Live. Happy birthday, Bob and Larry, at Skyline Church in La Mesa, Saturday, October 12th. For more info, go to transparentproductions.com. You don't want to miss it.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Is there a song like If You Want To? If You Want To, da 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 da. Oh, that's like a Paul McCartney song or something.
The Lard?
What is that guy? Where is he from? Okay. National Johnny Appleseed Day. The Lard is good to me. Who said that? I didn't say that. You can reach the show, although by now you probably changed the channel. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience. I don't know. You just type it in. You type it and see what happens. Also, follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because... Shmahunda.
Yes!
There you go. Every once in a while I do a story about DDD that has to do with bad Bible brains. You notice how I use all these letters like that? Have you ever noticed how completely dysfunctional I am?
You can almost play Scrabble with the letters and acronyms that you use.
I mean, really. So you got the DDD and the BBB. I mean, it's just terrible.
Leg butt.
Leg butt. I mean, leg butt.
I think the only letters you need to worry about for your producer is R-A-I-S-E.
Rais? What is that? Oh, I'm sorry. Was that supposed to be something else? You know the thing about the leg butt community? It's like they're like the Taliban with skirts. It's unbelievable. Okay. Bad Bible brains. Here we go. I guess that one got him. Exodus chapter 23, verse 19b. Now, if you don't know what A, B, C, D is in Scripture, if you have a Scripture and it's really long, okay, then you break it up into smaller segments using A, B, C, D, E. I think the only the longest one's A, B, C, D, E, F. So this is Exodus chapter 23, verse 19b. It says, you are not to boil a young goat in the milk of its mother. Okay? So you don't take a young goat and you don't boil it in the milk of the mother goat. Got that? That's what it says not to do. Why would people do that? I don't know. Who cares? I don't do that, but it says don't do it. So I talked about this once before, and I want to make sure everybody understands what I'm about to say. My sister's rabbi. Now, this is not a knock on all rabbis. It's a knock on her rabbi. My sister's rabbi taught my sister that that meant that we were not allowed to eat, ready, cheeseburgers. Okay, so, no, wait, you just got to follow this. You're not supposed to boil a young goat in the milk of its mother. So the rabbi said that means that you should not have meat with cheese. Okay, and even though a cheeseburger has to do with cheese and cows, it's okay, even though that's the truth.
The last time I checked, In-N-Out didn't come from a lamb or a goat.
Yeah, I don't think it's a, yeah, it's a hamburger, not a lamburger. Anyway, so I just want to make sure everybody understands about the process of cheese, okay? You pick your milk. There's an acidification of the milk. There's a coagulating of the milk. There's a separating of the curds and the whey. There's a salting, a shaping, and a ripening. That's what happens with cheese, okay? What that has to do with a goat and being boiled in the mother's milk, it doesn't have anything to do with it. So not only is this passage completely unrelated to cheeseburgers, but it shows how people twist and turn scripture to fit their own warped sense of truth. And this is where the bad Bible brains issue comes in. My contention is that people will use bits and pieces of scripture, okay? And they use it in such a way so as to try and create a defense. Now, here's the funniest part about that. The very people that do that are often the same ones that say, oh, the Bible, that was written by man. Unless they have a cause that they feel like scripture addresses. And then all of a sudden it's okay to quote. Okay.
I only had a brain.
So to give you an example of how far this has gone, have you heard? I probably haven't. I don't think you know about this. I don't think I've ever told you this.
About what?
The Hemp Society. You know what that
is? No, you've never told me about the Hemp Society.
Okay. There was a society called the Hemp Society, H-E-M-P. And what they did is they claimed that pot, marijuana, was given by God and that the Bible gave them permission to smoke it, so it was a part of their religion. And they were quoting Genesis. Now that case, just so you can know, it's not a joke. This is not from The Onion. This is all facts. This has been gone
on. I only had a brain.
Went to the federal appeals court. That's how far it went. Before one of the judges decided, you know, we should read that verse. Okay. So this is the verse that they were quoting, or they were using, Genesis 1:29, and it says this: Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it, they will be yours for food. So as soon as the judge read it and realized the scripture they were quoting said that it's for food. And
please tell me he threw it out.
He threw it out. This is a long time ago, so don't misunderstand. This is several years ago. The point is that they took a passage, and they took part of the passage, and they made it fit their cause. And what's amazing about that is, just so you can understand this, is these are types of groups are the very people they twist the scriptures to suit their cause. This is what Satan tried to use against Jesus in the temptations. This is why this is important. When Jesus was being tempted by Satan, remember he said, hey, take this rock and turn it into a loaf of Wonder Bread. You don't remember the whole thing, turn it into bread? And Jesus goes, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The next temptation, the devil took him up to a pinnacle and said, throw yourself off, for it is written. Right? So Jesus gets tempted by Satan, and Jesus responds with scripture, right? Then Satan takes him into a position and quotes scripture to him. And everybody's, oh, he misquoted the scripture. No, he didn't. He didn't misquote scripture. It's exactly what it's talking about. But what Jesus said is, it is also written. The word also means it's all, additionally, it's written. So what Jesus was teaching us in the second temptation is that when Satan is coming against us, you have to have all the scripture, not some of it, not bits, not pieces, or the devil will help you twist it. Now keep in mind, the devil's been he knows the Bible. He's known it for years.
That's what cracks me up, Dave. Some people actually believe that the devil doesn't know anything about the Bible. Oh, he knows all about it.
Oh, he knows all about it. He knows his time is short. He knows what it has to say. He knows how to quote it. And he knows how to quote it and use it in an argument, just in case you don't understand that, which is why we need to know all of the word, not some of the word. You need to have all of it. To give you an idea how important that is, remember how they thought for years and years and years and years the world is flat?
Yep.
Okay. And they thought this for a while. They thought this as recently as what? The 1400s, 1300s. When they were doing big sailing expeditions, they were getting afraid, you're going to sail off the end of the earth because it's flat. You know, if they had only read Isaiah 40:22, which was written about 900 or 1,000 B.C., where it says, God sits enthroned above the circle of the earth. If they had just read that verse, they'd have known. The Christians could have known. Bible believers could have known. The earth is not flat. it's like, dude, it says circle of the earth, right? But because they don't have any Bible brains, they have bad Bible brains. You get me? You following that? Isn't that just like the silliest thing? Like, by the way, that's Isaiah 40, chapter 40, verse 22. My point is this. Don't know bits and pieces and then, it's too hard to understand. It's not too hard to understand. The devil keeps stealing it from you. Don't let him. You don't understand. It's written in King James. The Bible was not written in King James. Get a life. It was written in Greek and Hebrew, not King James. There was no King James when the Bible was written. Please, okay? Read the book. Well, I don't know. Can I use a new translation? Read the book. Pick a couple of different translations. Read each one and then choose, because then you'll have read the Bible 10 times. And that would be good. I think anybody that reads it less than 10 is doing an injustice to their own lives. Personally, just my personal take, not a legalistic thing. Anyway, bad Bible brains. Listen. Cheeseburgers have nothing to do with young goats being cooked in the milk of their mother. Pot is not classified by God as something great to smoke. And the earth was never flat if you were a Bible believer. There you go. We just solved half the world's problems. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, the best story you have ever heard in your life.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Planning to build your very own haunted house this Halloween? 99 Cent Only Stores has everything you need. Pick up glow-in-the-dark decor, black and orange mini lights, solar stakes, yard signs, tombstones, toy spiders, and skeletons, all for just 99.99 cents each.
Important new regulations by the FHA taking effect October 1st will drastically limit your options at obtaining a reverse mortgage. Take action now. A new lowered principal limit will completely overhaul the reverse mortgage program, essentially limiting the amount of cash and benefits a senior receives. Hey, Mark Larson here. With a government-insured reverse mortgage, you can receive a large amount of cash, eliminate your mortgage payments entirely, or even purchase a home with no income or credit score requirements. But get in before the changes take effect to get your HUD-required reverse mortgage counseling done before the end of September. Join Mehran Aram and his Aramco team at the lovely Tuscany restaurant in Carlsbad October 10th, 6 p.m. for the next free dinner workshop. Call for details today if you or your spouse are 62 or older. 866-600-1130, 866-600-1130 or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number
277316.
When we had our short list of the people we wanted to go out and interview, these people were threatened, and they actually pulled out and said, you know, we're not prepared to come out and tell our story because we know people are out there looking for us and they're quite prepared to do whatever it takes to harm us.
Right now, Christians in Africa are suffering deeply for their faith in ways you and I find hard to even imagine. Loss of home and family, threats of death. But you can give them hope. You can send the Bibles they long for. Let them know that when they call on you, you hear them and you answer. Right now, combined with the challenge grant already provided by Friends of Bible League, when you give $25, we will be able to send 10 Bibles. When you give $50, we'll be able to send 20. Call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-937-9673. Or give online at 1-800-YES-WORD.com.
Hallelujah.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. The retirement professor Marty Schneider here. You know, there's an old investment adage that says, know how much of a risk taker you are not before you learn the hard way. Well, many people overestimate their risk tolerance levels until they receive that quarterly investment statement that shows their investment account has lost value. And that's where the risk rubber meets the tolerance road. Don't forget, if a bad market drops your account by 50%, you need to bounce back 100% to get even. Now, that kind of risk may or may not be appropriate for you based on your age and your goal. So, as always, it's a great reason for you to sit down with your advisor to get a really clear picture of the risks that you're taking so you can make an informed decision on all of your investment choices. Call me for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. That's 1-800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's smart.
You know, David, there's a rumor around the station that you have the best story ever told on the show.
I do. Did you want me to tell it?
Oh, I've been waiting for 2 hours. Oh. You're going to be telling the story.
Oh, you want me to tell it?
Tell the story.
You want me to tell David? The greatest story? It's right here in my hands. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. Okay. Greatest story I think I've ever... I don't actually think I've ever heard of a better story.
Wow.
Ready? Okay, now I'm not talking about gospel truth. That's always the best. But this is the best story outside of that. An error at a bank makes a restaurant manager the world's first ever trillionaire. The bank where this man banking at, his name is Reggie. He checked his account. And he had $4 trillion
Hello.
In his balance. $4 trillion, $40 billion, $404 million, $40,404.04.
This takes those Monopoly cards that says bank error in your favor, collect $100, way to the next level.
$4 trillion deposit, obviously a mistake, but into his account. I just want you to think for a second. What you would tell me this is not the greatest story ever. You open up your bank account, there's $4 trillion, $40 billion, $404 million, $40,404.04 in there.
Well, my next question is, how soon will it be before the bank takes it back?
Well, I'm pretty sure you're aware that the bank didn't even have $4 trillion. So
yeah.
So let's back that up a step. But here's my thought. This is why this is the greatest story ever. I come home and I say to the wife, honey, they just put $4 trillion in my bank account. Where would you like to eat? That's the thing. I mean, could you imagine? And if she said, oh, my, we're going to go eat at a fancy steakhouse, I'd be like, we're not going to be spenders. $4 trillion.
I'm still trying to comprehend that amount of money.
Look at, I've got the picture with his, can they show it? He took a picture of it. Of course, the bank realized its mistake They corrected it all. He was very nice. But he found out, he was not only surprised, but he offered to pay the national debt off. Wouldn't be enough. He was 13 trillion short. Is that the greatest story ever, to get $4 trillion in your bank account?
How much you want to bet if Obama found out, they wouldn't let the bank reverse the charges? This guy's a humble guy. Let him pay the debt.
On a happy note as well, Drake's cakes are back on store shelves.
Whose cakes?
Drake's. They're the ones that do ring dings and yodels and coffee cakes and those little devil dog things. And those.
Oh, did they go out of business too?
They were temporarily put back in restructuring, and now they're back and all their food's back.
You know, so the like government can get shut down. They might have to close companies. Mr. President, people in Congress, don't take away our Hostess snacks and snacks of other kinds.
Yeah. You know, the day that the moon pie is gone, it's it. That when I assume the moon pie is gone, when I'm walking out of the 7-Eleven or Circle K, I'm assuming as I walk out, Jesus splits the sky right there.
If not the moon pie, definitely the chocodile.
$4 trillion in your bank account. You can't even, your brain can't even get close to, what?
I'm still trying to, my mind is like,
You have to take the top 50 richest people or 30 richest people and put them together. I mean, that wouldn't even matter. That wouldn't even be close enough.
Me, you, and RoboPaul, right?
Oh my goodness gracious. Man, we'd have a nice studio. Anyway, we'd have a really nice studio. That's right.
By the way, agreed. Greatest story
ever.
That
is the greatest story. $4 trillion in your bank account. I'd take it. What money?
Withdraw from the bank, leave the country, open a Swiss account.
Open a country.
That too.
You can open a country with that. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Oy, 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 oy. Oy, they is mir. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're taking a 70-hour break. We're going to come back on Monday. We're going to do it all again. We can. Why? It's fun. Why? Why not? See you in 70.